Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a couple hours left in the show, so plenty of time to answer your gardening questions. And I do believe we should still have a call on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes, sir. We got Bob in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
During the summer, a couple times when I called in, I had some problems with my cucumbers. And you said that I should be mixing sand with the soil because the cucumbers were coming out round. So that's one question. The other is, what is the most freely used ground cover in this part of the world? Because okay. I've got about 12 to 15 5-gallon pots that I need to energize. Because as the season went on, I was getting less and less fruit. So those two things that would keep me going for a little while.
Okay. So adding sand to the soil is going to help with some of the drainage, and it will help allow the moisture to go through, allow a number of those things to happen. The other thing to look to do would be adding any of the compost this time of year for next season. What it's doing is helping get nutrients into the soil a little bit, so it's definitely beneficial that way. I would look at, adding it is just gonna help, right? It's just gonna help break down some of that hard packed area and allow it to be a little bit clearer. So, doing either one of those things is going to help you tremendously. Now, as far as a ground cover, right? One of the best ground cover or most common ground cover in this area, for a cover crop would be like a winter rye. Would really, it can just go right over the top of the container, sit, and then you could mix it into the containers as part of as compost in the spring without an issue. So, winter rye is considered the most common ground cover, but you could also, you could look at like clover, you could look at anything along those lines. White clover, red clover, either one would be fine. But it would be beneficial to add.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, good enough. That gives me something to do here after I start taking down all the green vegetation in the backyard. Okay, your man. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Stay safe.
You too, Bob. Great to hear from you. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're thinking fall, right, and winter of things to do and get cleaned up, but you know, we still have plenty of time right now to still work outside, still take care of what's going on out there and plant. So remember that. You still have time to plant. Still have time to get things ready for winter. And, you know, not worry about the fact that, you know, it's getting too cold. So don't worry about that right now. Worry about that in a month and a half or so. We've got time. I want you to be able to put new plants in, new lawns in, new everything. It's very important to do at this time of year. So definitely keep an eye on it. But it's possible to clean up. It's possible to start things right now. There's tons of time still. Don't just think, all right, it's October 2nd, I'm done. Not the case. We've had some Octobers that have been warmer than Septembers, right? So those are things we got to look at. And that's what part of is going on. So plenty of time to plant. Like I said earlier, a lot of garden centers have some stuff on sale right now. So it's a little bit less expensive to add to your yard, right? You don't have to worry about it as much. You don't have to pay as much because we know that, you know, cost of everything is going up. So take a look. See what you can do. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, talked about lawns, right? Right now, if you're going to start putting some seed down, which there's plenty of time to do, like I said, put it down, add a starter fertilizer to it. That starter fertilizer is only going to benefit the lawn. So that starter fertilizer has fertilizer, the middle number, obviously it has fertilizer, I apologize. That middle number is a heavy number, so it's bigger than the other two. That means it's helping focus on the root system and help it develop. And that's what we want to do this time of year, is help develop the root system so that it'll establish and get ready for winter. So it's definitely something we can do right now. But I recommend starter fertilizer right now if you're putting in a lawn if you're putting in a lawn, right? So definitely use it to get started with the lawn so it starts to develop and you can cut it a few times before winter hits, right? So what else can we do with this? Now you put the fertilizer down, you put the seed down. If you're afraid that it's too cold, they have products that can go right over the top of like a seeding mulch, right? That holds the temperatures, you know, keeps the temperatures a little bit warmer than freezing temperatures. Keeps it so it will help produce the grass a little bit more. So these are things we got to think about now. We still have time that we can put lawns in. You just got to be careful. So time to do stuff, but just keep an eye out on the weather. That's all we got to do. The other thing is if you put a fertilizer down in the month of September, like a winterizer, you're going to be able to do it a second time, right? Say you did it 2 weeks ago. Halloween might be the great time to put down that final step because the ground isn't frozen. That fertilizer will help get you ready for next year. It's not just about helping take care of it going into the winter months. It's about helping make sure that when spring starts next year, it has a boost to it. It has a good start. So think about it, okay? Now, the other thing we can be looking at doing is getting some of those products like the salt marsh hay. Getting them now while the stores still have them, but storing them for later on in the year. Because if you remember, you know, my father used to say all the time when it comes to salt marsh hay, don't put it on till about Thanksgiving. Because around that time, that's when the ground's frozen and, you know, rodents, little chipmunks, squirrels, all those things aren't trying to build a home. So those are all things that we think about doing now, getting those things ready. You know, we put the salt marsh hay around our roses, our hydrangeas, our perennial gardens, those types of things. So think about it. You know, those are things we'll do. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time for you to get in with some questions, so feel free to call us. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few to answer more of your gardening questions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want to get right into the calls. We got a bunch on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kevin's in Falmouth.
Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you. I bag my lawn clippings in a big pile in my backyard. And I was wondering, can I use those in my planting beds for over the winter? Is it good to spread those out?
So you could. So you've used them for all season. Is that what it is?
Well, no. I mean, I don't. What I was thinking is that it'd be something good to put in over the winter and then remove it in the spring.
As like a cover crop type thing. Yeah, you definitely could. So you have like a big pile of it from everything you've used from the year.
But they just dethatched my lawn Thursday, so I have a huge pile of fresh clippings in the backyard.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, so you could add that over the top to, like, the planting beds at this point.
Yeah.
It would definitely be fine. What I would almost do is, if anything, maybe add some, like, compost to it. Right, so it's
okay.
not just straight thatch to it. So
okay.
Basically,
yeah.
You could grab like, I don't know how big the pile is, but just as an example, grab like 10 bags of like
it's
compost.
It's gigantic.
Yeah, so grab like some compost, some bags of compost, throw it over the top of the pile that you have, kind of mix it into the top, and then move it onto the soil. Or
okay.
Or put the compost over the soil in the areas.
Okay.
Then put the grass clippings over the top of that. But I wouldn't put the grass clippings down yet. I would wait another, at least a month, honestly.
Okay. Well, okay. There's a company I have that every year they prepare my planting beds as far as they chop down all of the bushes to their, you know, for the winter, and like the rose bushes and the hydrangeas and all that stuff.
Okay.
And then they do a final weeding, pulling all the weeds out that still remain, and then you put compost down. So I should do this after they put the compost down.
I would. I would definitely wait. And because the other thing is you want the ground, you're using it as a coverage to kind of hold things, you know, in place, keep it kind of insulated, that type of thing. You want to wait until the ground is really frozen to add that extra layer on there, because what you're ending up doing is you're adding like that layer, which can bring in like little rodents to create a home, right? Because the ground's not frozen yet. So what I'd the more I think about it, since you have some time, get some of the, you know, compost that you might use, throw it on top of that thatch right now, then mix it for a bit, mix it if you can, and then when it comes time, some of it's already going to be starting to break down a little bit and being, you know, active, you know, nutrients in it. So I think it's worth it. So definitely, you know, take advantage of what you have and reuse it.
Okay.
I just wouldn't put that thatch back over the lawn.
No, I won't put it over the lawn. I'm thinking like around the bottoms of the rose bushes and the hydrangeas and all that stuff to keep them warm during the winter. But what about, so should I wait till after like a couple of hard frosts, like maybe November, December?
Yeah, so a lot of times what people do is almost wait till, you know, my father used to say all the time, wait until about Thanksgiving. That's about the time that it freezes like that. But we've had some times in the past where it's warm into December. So you just want to make sure the ground is kind of frozen.
Okay.
Because if it's thawed out, those rodents can still get in there, right?
Sure.
And they're still looking for the home.
Stuff, right?
Yeah. So if you put it around your plants, the ground's still not frozen, they're going to find it. You're creating like a little hotel for them. You know, they got food from the plant that's there. They got shelter and everything. So you just want to wait until that ground is frozen. Then from there, you'll be all right to go.
Yeah. All right. Now in the spring, how soon should I remove it?
I'd say April, honestly, when you can get it. Once the ground starts to lighten up, definitely start to remove it. It sits there too long. It can bring in some, you know, weeds, that type of thing. We don't want to do that.
Sure. All right. Very good. All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great one, Kevin. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Beto O'Rourke supporters sounded off during the Democrats' Friday night gubernatorial debate against Governor Greg Abbott ahead of the midterm elections. If we granted amnesty, we would cut out the coyotes and the illegal activity, and I believe that's a lot of deaths, Martha told Fox News. She backs O'Rourke in his support of a path to citizenship for migrants who have crossed into Texas illegally. Russia suffered another setback during Ukraine's counteroffensive, confirming it withdrew troops from the eastern town of Lyman within the newly annexed Donetsk region. Ukraine's armed forces on Saturday said they had liberated 5 settlements in the Donetsk region and encircled thousands of Russian soldiers. As the volume of migrants illegally crossing the southern border into the U.S. exceeded 2 million this fiscal year, a new poll finds that most registered voters approve of the decision by some Republican governors to send illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities, and many see it as an effective way to draw attention to the immigrant issue. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a number of calls on the line, so we're going to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Judy's in Georgia.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm just south of Warner Robin, or Macon, Georgia, which is middle Georgia.
Yeah.
And there is a wild vine. I think it's Cape Honeysuckle. It has a large, deep orange, reddish color flower that blooms. But it is very invasive, and it has made several tap roots around some small cherry bushes that I planted 2 years ago. And I don't, they're hard to dig up. I don't know how to get rid of it. And I've heard you talk before about a product that you can cut the plant and then paint on that cut to kill off the plant. I don't know if that would be a solution for me or not.
So it definitely would be. So there's a couple products you could use. One that I have seen people use is when you cut it down using the product called Brush Killer. And then it has the letters and number BK-32 on the bottle itself. Okay. This is one where you can cut the plant and then paint right over the top of it with a paintbrush. Now, there's another product that you can use where it comes with like a paintbrush top to it, right? So you you open up the bottle and the cap has a applicator to it. And that's called Stump and Vine Killer from Bonide, right? And so the active ingredient is called triclopyr. That's a weed killer in essence. But this comes with the applicator top and you can just cut it so it's like an inch above the ground. Take this out of the bottle, paint right over the top. And you want to do it on a fresh cut. So, you know, an immediate cut and paste over the top of it because it will absorb quicker that way. It's like, you know, when cut flowers need water, right? You'll cut them and put them directly into water so they can absorb water. We're doing the same thing, just we need to do it for the plant so it'll absorb this weed killer. And it doesn't harm the plants around it. It needs to go, it goes into the root system and will kill through the root that way.
Perfect. I've tried digging it up and it's just impossible to get all the roots. So,
yeah, all so right, you're, thank you. You'll probably need to do it a few times because what will happen is it'll kill something here, but on the other side, it might, you know, you might not have seen something popping out or it hadn't popped yet and it's its own system. So it might take a couple applications to do it.
Okay.
And then,
thank you. And
go ahead.
Is now an okay time to do it? I mean, does temperature or season have an impact?
Well, so, you know, it does fine throughout the season. I mean, I wouldn't do it in the dead of like the winter period where it's getting, you know, for you down there, it's probably getting, you know, highs in the, you know, high 40s, 50s-ish. When it gets cold like that, it doesn't work out. But right now, you should be able to do it without a problem. And just keep an eye on the area. And you might see a few things just pop out here and there. And it might just, it just might need a few applications. The thing is it's an 8-ounce bottle, but you're not using a lot right at the, you know, right on it. So you can store it, just keep it in a cool, dry place and then bring it out if necessary.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Judy, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Steve's in the Hyannis.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Based on an article you wrote about Sambucus black-laced elderberry.
Yeah, sure.
I planted seven plants in March, and I have to say that I was lucky there. They survived. Now they're about 6 feet tall, and I'm concerned about what's my next step to protect them for the winter.
Okay. So you have the how are they doing at this point?
They're excellent. They're excellent.
Okay, so they're doing really well.
Yes.
And they have did they have the fruit this season or
no? This is the first year I planted them.
Okay.
And I did it in March, and as I say, it was cold, and I should have waited longer, but they did survive.
Perfect. Now, so some of these, you know, they they want to be protected for winter. So a big thing that we're going to look to do is mulch them around the base. You can use, you know, salt marsh hay. You could use leaves. You could use all of those things if you would like to. So that would be the protecting over the winter. With elderberry, the first couple years, they don't really recommend pruning. And so, you know, but you got to look at it and say, all right, how big were they when you got them? Were they, did you start off from, you know, what area? So it's probably a couple year old plant already based on that you probably bought them in containers.
Let me say this. This is their first year. I put them in March and here we are. So
oh, I understand, but I mean,
they're not a year old yet.
But they might. So what I mean by that is, were they plants growing prior to when you purchased them, or were they seeds?
No, they were plants.
Okay, yeah. So it's their, maybe it's their second year total, right? They were a plant prior. And then they became, you know, they've done so well and you're here. So this is probably year two for them, we'll call it. So next year, in the early spring, that's when we're going to look to prune it before any of the new growth kind of begins, right? So we're looking to get rid of any of the broken branches, any of the, you know, the shaping can be done at this point, but we want to make sure it's done before the new growth is starting, right? Because the new growth is going to produce the blooms and the fruit. And it's only going, the new growth is where those fruit will come to you. So if it's starting to open up and you cut it back, the new growth, it's not going to show the flowers or the fruit for you, right? So make sure you do it. They say early spring, late winter. Okay. And what the other thing is not this coming year because it's a young plant, but eventually as the plant gets bigger, you remove some of the older branching to allow it to have some of that new growth, because a couple years of growth will have more blossoms, whereas the older, you know, 8-9 year old growth isn't going to show the blossom as much, right? So that's part of it. The other thing to do is you're going to want to put that mulch, like I said, or a salt marsh hay, but you want to wait. Wait until the ground freezes, because this is one where rabbits and other animals love to go for the bark of this. There's just something about the plant that they kind of look to go to. So what you can do, wait till the ground freezes, then put that that salt marsh or leaves or whichever. But also I'd look at using a product called rabbit scram. All right, so rabbit scram is a dried blood that the rabbits fear it. They smell it, and they kind of just won't go near that area. But the great thing about it is it's one of those products that when it gets wet, it enhances it. And so it gets stronger, so the rabbits won't come near it, those other gnawing type insects, right? So we want to keep them away, right? The other thing to do is first thing in the spring, so when you go to like prune it, remove that straw, remove the mulch from the base of it to allow it to grow and get bigger for you. You know, the good thing is elderberry is cold hardy. In our area, being on the Cape, you're a little bit warmer, so that's better for it. But, you know, not a lot to do other than protecting the root system for winter. Kind of like, instead of pruning it back, kind of think of it like a hydrangea in that same area, right? Of overwintering.
Well, everything you've said makes sense.
Perfect.
Makes sense.
Now, what I would do for you, one more thing, is just water until the ground freezes on those guys, right? Stop, you know, don't do any fertilization of any at this point, but just keep watering until the ground freezes, because that's going to help them with their root system store up for next year, and you'll have a stronger plant next year as well. Okay?
Very good.
Very All right, good. Steve.
Thank you very much.
That's I appreciate the call. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we still got some more calls on the line here.
Two more. Sue's in New Hampshire.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I got a question. I purchased some strawberries from, they were in a box, seeds I'm talking about, and I planted the seeds back in June. And they were so tiny, so then I waited for them to grow, and then I've replanted, I only got like four little stems, so there's four plants that are growing right now from those seeds, separated, you know what I mean, I separated them out.
Yep.
And they're doing pretty well. I bring them in when it's cold out, because they're all in separate pots, so I bring them in and out of my house.
Okay.
And one is showing a flower, but the other three aren't at this point. And then, so my question is, do I just keep doing that through the winter? Can I expect fruit next year, or what's your thoughts on that?
So you should be expecting fruit from them for next season. What I would do is, they're still in containers. They kind of, you know, maybe it's bring them indoors all together and kind of let them sit. The thing with the one having a flower, it's just, you know, we've had some random, the temperature's been up and down in the past couple weeks. So the plants are kind of not understanding what time of year it is, right?
Okay.
You know, one of the things to do, since this is the first year, what I'd almost suggest doing is pinching those flowers off.
Okay.
So that you can get a stronger plant for next year.
Mm-hmm.
What it'll do is it'll put the energy back into the root system and help develop that stronger root system to give you a healthier plant long term.
Okay.
And usually on some of these, the second and third year is when the fruit will develop.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to just overwinter them like you normally would. I wouldn't, you know, you could leave them outside where you protect them by using mulch or salt marsh hay around them. Or you could bring them indoors, keep them in a cool area. Not something where it's going to be, you know, trying to grow. Something where it's just going to be kind of going to its dormant period.
So even a shed? Or that gets too cold?
A shed might get too cold because it doesn't have a way to keep the warmth there.
Okay.
But I'm going to hit a break, so if you want to hang tight, I can answer some more questions for you. So we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Sue, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you, too, do I keep watering them in the winter if they're in, like, cold storage or if they had salt marsh hay on them? No, right?
No, so you'd water them until the ground freezes.
Okay.
And that's it. Just then from there, kind of let them go. If you were to bring them indoors, you would do the same thing, kind of let it slow down. But you're just watering till the ground freezes so it can hold in the moisture for the winter and try to be more successful for you.
Sounds great. You have to have patience.
Yeah, patience is a virtue, right?
Yes. I have another question.
Sure.
About tomato plants. We have, my husband and I planted a few this year, and they're in, two of them are in a barrel.
Okay.
They're cherry and then beefsteak. And my husband decided to put plastic around it, try to make like a greenhouse.
Sure.
Effect. He did that a couple weeks ago, and they are still, you know, giving fruit. So do you think that'll hold up, or?
Well, it definitely could, right? Because it's one of those things where, tomatoes, if they have the right temperatures, can still grow for the entire season, continue to grow. We had a listener a couple of years ago call and say that he has a little greenhouse outside that never gets less than, 40 degrees just based because of the sun and everything. And he keeps the tomatoes in there all year. And it, they continue to grow, and they continue to build, produce fruit and flowers. So it's, you know, it's something that if they can stay warm and stay going, then you're okay. But if it gets hit by the frost too much, that greenhouse effect, you know, only can do so much. So it might be something where you could, you know, bring it in like a indoor porch or something along those lines and keep it protected from the winter that way, but also have that on there. It just keeps it, that greenhouse effect will keep it like 10, 15 degrees warmer, sometimes even more. So it could still work.
And so keep watering it if it feels dry.
Yeah, keep watering it when it feels dry, kind of letting it, you know, do its thing. But, yeah, just keep going with it. You can definitely be successful with it.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you so much. This is, like, my first stab at any gardening. So, and I appreciate, I've been listening to you for years and your dad, so I appreciate all your hints and your encouragement.
Awesome. It's what gardening's all about. There is some trial and error to it, but you know, starting out doing some things, it'll work. Like you said, keep the patience is the big thing with it.
Yes. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Rob is in Linfield.
Rob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Just a couple of questions about looking at doing a little more seeding for a patch of lawn here. And, you know, when I heard you say it might get in the 30 this week, I thought it could be too cold. But you mentioned then after that it's still not too late. And so the question about the seed that I have and the soil preparation, the seed, the soil's not great. I know I want to get some soil amendment loom or whatnot, so I'd like to get some information on what you suggest for that. But also, I planted some seed this past spring. I have that same seed, and it didn't seem to germinate all that well. And so the seed's a year old now, and wondering, do I put down what they recommend, or do I want to, you know, put down more than what the application, what they recommend on the bag, because the seed's now a year old?
The seed doesn't lose a lot of its, viability over a year. It would have to be like 4 or 5 years old. Okay. A lot of times it's tested and, you know, it loses maybe less than a percentage of its germination rate. So okay. I wouldn't put too much more. I would honestly still put some down there, a little bit extra just to try and get it started a little bit quicker. That might be an option. What I'll do, hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we can go over a few other things for you and help you be successful this season.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.